Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, good people, what's up and what's happening? It's your girl, Jay, baby, your favorite power podcast host of the Dream Hustle Win podcast through RAI Radio and Radio Push. And today, my people, today, we have Mr. Getting My Money Up, Honey, and my boy, A to the K, keeping the code one time. Oh, A to the K, do I got you with me, baby?
Yeah, I'm in here today. It's K to the AY.
Yeah. Ha. Okay, I'm sorry. K to the AY. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. People mispronounce my name all the time. I get called whatever they want, so I get it. Ain't nothing but a little correction. You did.
I hate you.
Now, my man, Mr. Money Bands, Mr. Getting My Money Up, Honey, is you here with me, honey?
Yes, sir. I'm in here. What's good?
I'm glad to have you on board, honey. Now, I want to start out with you first. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Tennant, Getting My Money Up. Now, if y'all don't know, y'all need to go on, hop on over and check out his single. You feel me? But I'm going to let you go ahead and talk about it. You know what I mean? Because I was feeling you, Joan. But before I go ahead and spill all the beans, why don't you go ahead and let them know where they can find it at, what it's called, and where you got the idea, honey.
Yeah, man, Money Up, that's the single. You can find that everywhere you can find music at, man. SoundCloud, Spotify, Deezer, Amazon, et cetera, et cetera. With this particular record, I wanted to do something a little different but still symbolize that hustle. You know, we all have our vices. You know, we all have tempting things. Some of those tempting things are it could be drinking. It could be hanging out with the guys. You know, and so this I just wanted to make sure I capture that focus with this particular record. You know, I experimented with the sounds, and we ultimately came up with Money Up.
And that's dope because, like, I take a listen to everybody's music that comes through, you know what I'm saying, more than one track, because I like to get a roundabout idea of who I'm talking to. You feel me? And you only do that if you go ahead and do your research. But with this in particular, this song in particular that I got sent, You got a bunch of truths in there, my dude. You got a bunch of truths, so y'all need to go check him out. There was one, you know what I'm saying, there was one line, there's a couple lines about, you know what I'm saying, I was feeling. But it was one line, he was like, you know, if they don't love you, if they don't love you when you broke, they ain't gonna love you when you rich. Like, I found that to be, like, a real, real statement because, you know what I'm saying, if you're gonna say more money, more problems, then yeah, you're right, but the cats that didn't love you, you're working too hard to try to, you know what I'm saying, get them on your side.
No. Facts.
Can you talk about, like, your truth behind that line? You feel me?
You know, just the fact of the matter, they don't love you when you're broke, and they don't like you when you're rich. You know, but I never paid attention. Strictly focused on this pension, like an accurate incision, how I get it out the rip. You know, it's like people just—it's not a lot of love out here. You know,
right?
So that line just epitomizes just the love and hate relationship. You know, when you're losing, they're not going to love you. And when you're winning, they're not going to like you. You know, it's super unfortunate. But
really?
I just wanted to paint that picture, you know, around the money that's in the bag with that particular line.
Definitely, I'm feeling that because, like I said, y'all need to go check that Joan out because he got a lot of jewels in here that he's dropping on cats. You feel me? You also had another one. Now, this one, they really stuck with me because I work and I see a lot of different artists come through this show, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of them, you know, are working on their stuff. You know, a lot of them, you can tell every time they come back, you know, they have something better and better and better. So you can tell what they're doing and what's working. But you had a line that said, you know, got to break bread just to make bread. Now, people say that all the time and not in those particular words, but that right there is an end-all, be-all because cats out here is not trying to listen to something you ain't putting yourself. If you ain't putting your money into it, why should they? You know what I'm saying? That's a very true statement, you know what I'm saying? And I just want, because you a king out here, you doing definitely doing your thing. I appreciate the track, you know what I'm saying? I can't say that a bunch of music, but I appreciate the track and the jewels that is dropping, you know what I'm saying? So I want you just to talk to these young cats out here real quick, you know what I'm saying, because they want to go to the studio that's in somebody's washroom and then think that's supposed to be the hot fire that you're supposed to put on everybody's Joan on BET. You feel me? And that's not the case. So talk to these little cats about professionality,
right?
You know what I'm saying, and breaking bread with your product. You feel me?
Yeah, Oh, without a doubt. You know, I appreciate that you appreciate the record, first off. And secondly, you know, I like to make music that transcends to everyday issues. Like, once this music is over, you can dissect the lyrics and apply that to regular life. And so, you know, you got to make bread just to make bread. That's what anything. You know, even if you start in a business, you feel me, you got to drop those coins in order to see it back. You dig? Like, you can't be cheap with anything. You have to invest, and then you got to monitor that return on investment. You dig? So for me, it's just dropping the knowledge, man. Whatever you're doing, I don't care what it is. The world revolves around business. So you gotta break bread just to make bread, whatever that is.
Definitely. Y'all heard him. The words ring true over and over again. You ain't going to get away from it, honey, so you might as well ride that boat, get on it, and do what you know. You feel me? Y'all need to make sure y'all checking out my boy, Hunnid. H-U-N-N-I-D. My boy, why don't you let them know where you be? Go ahead and get all your social media handles.
Yeah, where I be, I'm somewhere everywhere, but you can catch me on the social media. I'm on Instagram is Hunnid_CCG. Same for Twitter. You can make it a one-stop shop and just go to the website, keepahunnid.com. That's 00s, no zeros, keepahunnid.com, 2 O's, no zeros. You can hit me up on the book. We can get real personal. So you got all the information, man. Hit me up.
Definitely, definitely. Y'all heard him. He's doing big things out here. Y'all make sure y'all check him out. We're going to go ahead and switch the gear over to my boy, K to the A-Y. Now, honey, the code. You feel me? Like, I enjoyed that track. I listened to it with a couple of my homeboys, you know what I'm saying? Because I always do that. I always make sure I call me a little audience before I get to checking your tracks out. And they were still in the code, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I know, you know what I'm saying, you out here making sure that you know where you repping, you know what I'm saying? Because you repping the code in a bunch of different areas, you know what I'm saying, when I listen to the tracks. You know what I'm saying? Your home base, what y'all do, your people. You was covering all bases, you know what I'm saying? But for the people who ain't heard the code, go ahead and talk to them about your single, where you from, and who you is, my baby.
Well, I'll be K to the AY. You know, you can find me on all social medias at K_to_the_A_Y. And that's where I'll be at. But the code, man, when I was making that record, man, I was just, you know, feeling the vibe of my time. I was just like, yo, I'll make a record for my time, you know, because I rep Brooklyn hard. So, you know what I'm saying? That's where I'm from. That's where I'll be at. So, you know, I just want to rep for my town, man. You know, I love my town to the core, you know. So that's where the inspiration came from. And I just wanted to drop something that, you know, my town could feel.
Definitely, definitely. Now, it ain't no secret out here that, you know, fake is the new real, and without some shade, these cats ain't got no chill. So I want you to talk to these cats out here about the importance of having them day ones and them real ones in your camp and making sure that y'all are on the same page, you know what I'm saying? Because that's definitely needed in this game nowadays, you know what I mean? So talk to them real quick.
Oh, yeah, you definitely got to have day ones with you, because they the ones that have been with you when you didn't have nothing. Because, you know, you can't go into the game and then start finding new friends. That'll make no sense, because the new friends is with you because you're popping now. But when you got old friends, they've been with you from the bottom, the grind. So they've been in the studio with you late night, or just coming up with concepts with you, and just been with you when you ain't had nothing. And, you know, they helped you build your platform, help promote the music with you, get you out there, help you with your shows. Just been with you just through all the grind. And for you to just jump into the game and get new people that don't even know you, just with you because you popping now, they see a dollar sign on you, and they just want to be like, okay, new popping kid, so let's hop on his wave. And then when your wave died, you know what I'm saying, and you left everybody behind, you said forget everybody, then, you know, you just asked out, because you go back. Maybe some of your boys may accept you, be like, you know, I understand, you know, you got the limelight, you just, you know, blinded you a little bit. But then some of your boys be like, man, I ain't even rocking with you no more, because, you know, you did us dirty from day one, you know what I'm saying? You should have kept it real from the start, you know? So you know, you need to build that. You need to build a foundation from the people that have been with you from where you started from, because those are the only people that know you. Everybody else you meet from your music, when it becomes successful, is just people that just there now because, you know, you got a popping name, your song is popping, and they want to be a part of, your transition to, that next level. And they don't really see nothing more than just the dollar sign at the end of the day. So that's all it is.
Definitely. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to listen up. Listen up good. You know what I'm saying? We got some OGs in here that's doing it big. You know what I'm saying? OG don't necessarily mean age. That means wisdom, honey. You need to make sure that you flatlining all the way across on the board. You feel me? And right now, my keys is showing you how to do it. My boy is out here teaching you how to keep the code. And my other guy out here showing you how to keep the money and get the bag, honey. So right now, we just dropping the whole blueprint across the stage. Y'all need to go check both of them singles out. You feel me? From my boy, Honey, and my boy, A to the honey. Look, we all need to make sure y'all dropping them out. Why don't you go ahead and tell them exactly where they can find you at? Drop all your social media handles, Mr. K to the AY, so they can know where to find you at, honey.
So you can find me on all the social media sites at K_TOTHE_A_Y. All my social media, that's my handle. So when you want to find me, just type that in and you'll find me. I'll pop up. It's like a pretty much a yellow background with a cartoon face of me, and that's me. So you can see it. It's like blatant, so you won't miss it.
Okay, I'm popping. That's what we need out here. You know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna be able to miss him at all. Now, are there any shows or like video shoots? You know what I'm saying? You want people to show up to shows? You want them to show up to like clothing brands you got coming out? Anything? Talk to us about what you got going on.
Well, right now the code video is out on YouTube. Most of my videos are all on YouTube, as I said, to my social media handle. Once you go on YouTube and you type my social media handle, you'll see all the videos to the code and everything. Clothing brands, not yet. I ain't doing the clothing thing yet, but I'm still like working on music, trying to perfect my craft and get better at what I do. So I think that's the main focus. I don't want to do too many things at once, because when you start doing that, other stuff starts getting tainted. So I want to focus on one thing at a time and make sure that's the movement I want to go in, and that's what I want to perfect. Because once you start dabbling out the stuff, it just taints everything else, and then stuff don't start sounding, things don't sound right, you're off and stuff like that. So I want to focus on one thing, and that's the music. So I'm just working on music right now.
That's definitely the truth, and y'all need to listen up, because sometimes you have too much on your plate and it looks scattered. You want people to think you got some consistent flow to what you got going on, you know what I'm saying, some professionality. So y'all take a listen up. It ain't always about quantity, it's about quality. You feel me? So y'all need to make sure y'all listening to my boy, Mr. K to the A. Wow, you know what he's talking about, honey. So y'all need to make sure y'all hit him up, check out his single, The Code, you know what I'm saying, because he's giving you all the jewels. Now, I want to hop back over here to my boy, Janet. We ain't forget about you, honey. You still rocking with me?
Oh, you know it.
Now, like I said, I listened to a couple of your tracks, and you have a very put together, you still raw. You still are very much who you are, you know what I'm saying? And you depict yourself very well in your music, you know what I'm saying? Hats off to you on that. But it's very well. It's very well, you know what I'm saying? And it sounds great. It sounds like, you know what I'm saying, you take your time, you put forth the effort and the energy to make it something that, is listener-friendly to a lot of different people. I wanted you to really talk to these cats, because cats out here think today, you know what I'm saying, that they can, like I said, they can just put anything out here, you know what I'm saying? And they claim that they got that hot fire when, you know what I'm saying, you ain't getting what you're supposed to be getting, and you still just a little flick on the bit, you know what I'm saying? So I want you to talk to these cats, because we got a lot of people that are listening. We have a lot of young cats, older cats, you know what I'm saying, that have had podcasts with me before, which, shout out to y'all for clicking in and listening to, you know what I'm saying, the other kings and queens that are coming on here, because you never know who you collaborate with. You never know who's doing something bigger than you, and you never know. Like I said, we put out social media handles for everything. So if y'all hear something you like, y'all need to hit each other up. That's what we doing. We networking. But talk to these cats, because You know what I'm saying? Not everybody's sound is all the way together. You can definitely sound hear the difference in quality, you know what I'm saying, and versus you versus a lot of other tracks that I've heard lately. So I really wanted you just to talk to these cats, you know what I'm saying, about really just taking your time on these tracks and doing what you need to do. Maybe give them a couple of steps on how they should go about handling the track to get the best sounding track and the best, you know what I'm saying, lyrics on the track that they can possibly get.
Right, facts. Well, you know, first off, you know, I'm kind of old school. You know, I grew up on Pac, you know, Biggie and the rest of the old heads. So, you know, my process kind of come from them, you know, that big influences on how I create. And if you go back and listen to their music, everything tells a story. It's full of substance. You know what I'm saying? So when it comes down to my music and how I get to it is, I want to make sure it's something I can come back on and still vibe with. I like to put my spin on things and I like to tell my story, you know, and to all the other artists out there, you know, make sure you tell your story when it comes down to hitting the booth. Stay away from the fraudulence. You know, make sure you stay you and experiment, man. You ain't got to fit one mold. If you want to sing, go sing. If you want to rap with it, you know, get your Chris Brown on. You know, do whatever you want to do. There's no limit. So when I hit the booth, man, I feel like I'm Luther Vandross. I feel like I'm Tupac. I feel like I'm Heavy D.
Right.
You feel me?
Okay.
I go in there with no boundaries, you know?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. You know what I'm saying? And it definitely helps for you young cats to get out here and listen to each other. Listen to these cats that's coming up next to you. Listen to the cats that's coming up behind you. Listen to the cats that was before you. You know what I'm saying? Because there is no success without doing homework. You cannot succeed unless you know where you came from. You can't move forward unless you look backwards, you know what I'm saying? See who the held you up, where you then came from, you know what I mean? So y'all take a listen to my boy Honey with his Joan. Listen to my boy K to the AY with his Joan. They dropping jewels, honey. Like, these cats is not only just dope. These cats is out here really just putting messages into their music. And whether they know it or not, y'all need to go ahead and soak some of that knowledge up. So y'all need to check both of them out. Mr. Honey, go on and spend your social media handles one more time for these cats, because we want to leave it on their mind.
Oh, definitely. On the gram is Honey_CCG. Same thing for Twitter. You could also find me on the book under Honey, and you can just make a one-stop shop and go to the website. That's keepithoney.com. That's two O's, no zeros. Keepithoney.com, double O, no zeros.
Definitely. Y'all need to go check him out. He's, like I said, he's doing big things out here. He definitely got some good music going on all across social media, so y'all check him out. My boy, Mr. K to the AY, going to drop it on it one more time. You feel me?
It's at K_TOTHE_A_Y. You can find me on all your social media sites.
Definitely, definitely. I want to go ahead and say thank y'all for all your people that called in listening. Matter of fact, hold up. Let me start. Run it back. Mr. K to the AY. I know you got a camp out there. I know you got some people out there that got your back, that are making sure you're supposed to be up doing what you're supposed to do and making sure you sound like $100 or more. You feel me? So why don't you go ahead and shout them out, because we do not want to forget them, because without no you, there is no them. And without no them, there is no you. You know what I'm saying? So we appreciate the product, and we need you to shout them out.
I want to shout out my guy, Josiah the Gift. I want to shout out my man, Pops the Don. I want to shout out, you know, everybody that lives. My man Six, you know who he is. I want to shout out my man Mike Tobin, my man. Shout out to my man Owen. Shout out to everybody that, you know, messed with my music, man. I don't have a list, but, you know, shout out everybody, man. Thank you for the support and just,
definitely,
you know, keep laughing.
Definitely. Now, we do have a lot of people who listen for a lot of different things. We have people getting support, you know what I'm saying, people listening for networking opportunities, people listening to just go ahead and help out independent artists that need to be helped, that are doing things for themselves. So we want you to go ahead and talk to these people real quick about what you need from them, you know what I'm saying, and how they can find you.
What I need from everybody out there is, man, you know, just keep supporting me, man. I mean, I'm working on it. I'm trying to make moves, trying to make things happen. You know, it's a grind. It's a process. But, you know, if you stay down with me through this process, you know, we're gonna reach the end of that tunnel to that light. You know what I'm saying? We're going to see bigger things. So, you know, just keep grinding with me, you know, just keep supporting the music and spreading the word.
Definitely. He wants y'all to be out there liking, sharing, commenting, loving the music, honey. And if y'all check him out, I'm pretty sure y'all going to find something you like because you ain't going to walk away disappointed. His name is K to the A-Y, and y'all need to check out that Cole baby because he out here doing this thing. Mr. Boogie Down Bronx in the building, we love it. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm going to skip on over here to my boy, honey. We know you got a crew out here, honey. We know you out here doing some big things, and we don't want to forget about them, you know what I'm saying, because we are very grateful. So why don't you go ahead and shout them out and let them know you got some love out here for them.
Oh, you already know, man. Shout out the whole brand. Shout out, man, even Asthmatic. Shout out Chino. Shout out Streets, man. Long Live Streets, the campaign. Shout out Tiff. Shout out Carrie. Shout out John. Shout out Mom. Shout out Lil Broski, man. Shout out the whole brand, man. Y'all show me love, I show love back. Double CG, all of that.
Definitely. And like I told my boy, you know what I'm saying? We have people that come and listen to this broadcast for a bunch of different reasons. So, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you need, put it out into the universe, honey. Talk to them, and hopefully we can catch something on the way back.
Oh, most definitely. What I need for y'all is rock with the campaign and stay strong with me, man. We coming. We not folding it for anything, man. There's no surrender, no retreat, and failure's not an option.
Definitely, I heard him. I want to thank all your camps, all your people that have helped y'all to get here thus far. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate the music. We appreciate the message. We appreciate y'all kings coming on here and even sharing some time together. You know what I'm saying? Y'all did all amazing. I appreciate all both of y'all for being on here because without you guys, like, this show really has no substance. I can't really just make this pop off by myself. You feel me? It don't work like that. I got to have some hot fire and some great minds on here to get this shit popping off. So that's all to y'all, and I just want to thank you, and I really appreciate you guys coming on here today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank
man.
You for having me. Yeah.
Definitely. I want to say thank you and salute to all my people out there. This has been your girl, Lejay, baby, your favorite power podcast host of the Results and No Hype podcast, now renamed Dream Hustle Win, honey, through RAI Radio and Radio Pushes. I want to say salute, thank you, and we out, honey.